Don't you weep.
Yes.
Tell Martha not to moan. I know weeping may endure for a night.
Yes.
But joy coming in the morning. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Turn your Bibles with to the Old Testament book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 20. Chapter 20. When you get to that book, I want you to go to verse 14. We'll begin at verse 14. Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray. Father God, right now we thank you once again. It's another time, oh God, that we stand behind this holy roster. We call upon you because we need a word from you. And without a word from you, what will we do? Oh, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, we are unable to handle this by ourselves. So we ask, oh, Father God, that you just allow the Holy Spirit to exhibit his perfect teaching and preaching ministry right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
Father God, right now, allow your word to go forth with power and with might.
Yes.
Bind Satan right now. As he tries to snatch the word of knowledge away from your people.
Yes.
Father God, your word will not be diminished today.
Yes.
But it will be enlarged.
Apology.
Father, God, give us a tailor-made word fit for our circumstance and situation for whatever we're going through today. And whatever's accomplished in this setting, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Whatever's accomplished, we'll be careful. We will give you the honor, the praise, and the glory. Speak, Lord, for your people hear it. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, beginning at verse 14. Are you there with me?
Yes.
Amen. Then upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jehiel, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. And he said, hearken, ye all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus said the Lord unto you, be not afraid, nor dismayed, by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you.
Glory.
And Jehoshaphat bowed his head and his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord.
Amen.
And the Levites of the children of the Kohathites and of the children of the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. Now I want to draw a circle from verse 17. Here we go. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourself. That means position. That word translate in the new text, position yourself.
Yes, sir.
Get your mind right.
That's all right.
Get your spirit on God.
Yes, sir.
Set yourself, see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. I want to put a tag on this text, just for a short while, for our conversation. My conversation with you today, God's speaking it to you. I just want to say, focus on God.
All right. Amen. Amen. Amen.
You may take your seats in the presence of the Lord. Focus on God. My brother said, flight 447 taxied down a runway. It was a red-eye flight that was scheduled to depart. They were on their way to a dream destination. You understand, it was those people on this flight, y'all, on this aircraft, that had never been where they were going before. That's right, I said it was a red-eye flight. Y'all know what that means, right? Amen. It means that when they got to where they were going, it would be the dawn of a new day. Yeah. Wow. Maybe they were leaving on a Friday, and it was going to be a Saturday where they were going. It was a red-eye flight. They were leaving late, and it would be early in the morning, a new day, when they got to where they're going. But to experience, hear me now, their dream flight coming true, they had to make it through the darkness of the night.
Well,
there's someone looking at me right now. We all have dreams.
Yeah.
That we are trying to get to.
Yes, sir.
But every now and then, to get to the daybreak of your dream, you have to make it through some night. Watching a while ago, Deacon Drennan, a plane had crashed. I watch the news. I have to stay informed of what's going on in the world too.
Yes, sir.
Just like you can't just read your Bible.
Be here.
That's right. Yeah.
If I just sat at home all the time, read my Bible while I'm doing all that work, I wouldn't know nothing about what you all are going through.
Lord,
I don't have to know personally, Sister Thomas. I just have to stay abreast and keep it real with
you.
Amen.
Yeah.
I watched the coverage of a plane crash in the South Pacific. An aviation expert came on the TV. He explained in lay terminology so we that were watching could understand how a plane takes off from an airport. So blown away was my mind as I downloaded on my mental brain. Now I can sermonically print this copy out into your hearing.
All right now.
The aviation actor said, for those huge Boeing 747s to take off, Brother Hudson, it not only just required a functioning jet engine on the inside of the plane, but it required, watch me now, pressure on the top of the wings and pressure on the bottom of the wings.
Uh-huh.
Are y'all hearing me?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You missed the shot. Mm. So in a real sense,
uh-huh,
the only way a plane can take off, it must be under pressure.
All right.
Right. Right.
Don't sound nice while we're inside the plane, huh?
Well.
That's the word this morning.
Yes, sir.
Someone in here is wondering, why? It's September. We started out in January. And I still ain't got my prayer answered from God yet. Are y'all with me?
Well.
We have been under so much pressure. Yeah, we have. We done been through some stuff this year up in New Jerusalem.
Woo.
Have we not? Can I get a witness in here?
Yes, sir.
Am I speaking to myself, Dick
Drake? Yes, no, sir. No, sir.
Something that started out with us on January, not with us anymore.
Yes, sir.
We done been through some stuff, New Jerusalem.
Amen.
The good news is God has a way of using pressure in order off.
All right.
No wonder the Bible says, we glory in the tribulation because tribulation worketh endurance.
Uh-huh.
And endurance worketh character. And character worketh hope. Are y'all with me? And hope will not disappoint. That is why the Bible says, count it all joy when you fall into divers trials and tribulation, knowing the trying of your faith, working perseverance. Am I trying to let somebody know that as you position yourself for the miracle that God has for us, every now and again, and in order for you to take off, God will make sure that you are under some pressure.
Amen.
Got to take off.
That's all right.
He don't want us scratching with chickens on the ground.
What you say?
He want us soaring with the eagles.
Yes.
Can I get a witness in here? And every now and again, Deacon Dre, you got to be under some pressure. Understand, my brothers and sisters, the plane taxi, it took off. But somewhere over the Atlantic, it reached a high altitude. Y'all with me?
Yeah.
You said, Pastor, I thought we were doing real good. But we encountered, like this aircraft, it encountered some treacherous turbulence. Does that not blow your mind with reality? And that is oftentimes the higher the altitude, the greater the attack. Did I just say that? That's right. The higher you go up, you find yourself catching hell. Somebody came to church today, and your testimony is, don't look at me like I'm trying to judge me, but check this out. Because of how well you see me doing, I'll keep it doing real good. Don't be judging other folk when you see them doing good, y'all. Oh, look like so-and-so doing real good over there. Let me tell you. Does their grass look greener on the other side? I am sure that the water bill is higher over there. Can I just take my time with it?
Take your time.
You don't know the price I'm having to pay because it looks like I'm doing real good.
Well,
you don't know the hell I'm having to go through. You don't know what it takes to make the other person look good like they look.
Amen.
You don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know. And you don't want to have their look if you knew what they were going for.
Amen.
Be thankful for what you got.
Amen.
Be happy for where you're at.
Because
God is still sitting on the throne.
Amen.
Here we go. This flight that took off, 447, took off. It was now over the Atlantic. And I told you, it was encountering some turbulence. It had achieved the high and desired and goal altitude. But it had encountered some severe weather turbulence. And it rocked the plane and shocked the passengers that were on this red-eye flight. They thought that this was going to cruise with that drink. Come on now.
All right.
Some of us can't make it through the flight unless we have a drink. Pastor ain't mad at you. Been there, done that. All right.
Yes.
Had to come from Frankfurt, Germany, back to Miami, Florida. Non-stop. Didn't want to get off because I couldn't build my nerve up to get back on. Non-stop, 11 hours. Uh-huh. Long time. You kind of forget you on an aircraft. Watching a movie, listening to some music. But when you encounter some turbulence in the midst of where you're trying to get to,
Jesus
kind of messes with your mind and freaks your spirit out. Because be unknown to the pilots of this aircraft, who had put the plane on autopilot. Are y'all with me?
Yeah.
They thought that the information that they were getting, that everything should just be all right.
Come on now.
It's bad enough to have to go through hell, Brother Hudson, but to get bad information while you go through hell is a whole nother level.
Right.
Yeah. It was not their fault. Do you think pilots stay up for 11 hours straight while they flying, you know where they're going? They may be graduates of an aeronautical university and more smarter than you, but they are human too.
Amen.
I done been there, done that. Went through 16 hours without sleep. But after a while, I don't care how brave you are, how bad you are, how smart you are, your body will tell you, guess what? Your mind may think you can do it, but your body got another thing going on. It will shut you down and cause you to encounter some obstacles that you did not know were in your way. Been there, done that, got the t-shirt. Unbeknown to these pilots, there's an item inside of an aircraft, can Pastor teach it?
Yes, sir.
Called a Beethoven tube. Okay? This Beethoven controls the velocity and the speed of an aircraft. But unbeknown to the pilots, because they had achieved such a high altitude, the beta bar started to fill up with ice crystals, giving a false reading to the computer of the plane, making them think they were going faster when they were than they were going. But the plane began to slow down.
Come on, wow.
Every now and again, if you don't stay in the Word of God, the devil will give you some bad information. Make you think you are all of that in a bag of potato chips, and you are not. You haven't been praying like you've been praying because your life is all so sweet. But you have lost contact with the Creator. Because they were fed some bad information, the plane was going slower than it should have been. They weren't qualified to make the right decision, but they were fed bad information in the middle of a terrible thunderstorm. Let me say this. I don't want to repeat myself. I don't want to sound redundant. But it's bad enough when you're going through hell in your life for someone that you think is so spiritual. When you ought to be in your Bible, you listen to someone that's so spiritual, you think they give you the right information, they're giving you the wrong information. That's why I want to hang out here right now. Someone here came in church today, and as you pulled up, that's right, Pastor done pulled up at your address. Because the bottom line is, you were in severe turbulence. You were in an insufferable situation. You got some decisions to make, and it is tough enough to make decisions in bad weather, and you got some bad information. Y'all not feeling me?
Yes, sir.
Let's go to y'all girl, Erica Badu.
All right.
Erica Badu. There's how she put it. Woo, hey, I've got to decide where to go. I think I made a wrong turn somewhere back there. Woo. I'm going to hang out right there, y'all.
Say it, Pastor.
Because all of us have made some wrong turns somewhere back there.
Yeah.
I'm going to hang out right there some more. You have made a wrong turn back there because we all have gotten stuck on stupid every now and again. And because we're stuck on stupid, we missed our exit off a fool's highway.
Come on.
And made a wrong turn. Can I preach like God gave it to me?
Say it, Pastor.
Did you make a wrong turn this year so far? Because someone back there looked good, made you feel good, but they were no good for you? Somebody came to church this morning. This is a new day that the Lord has made. And you got some decisions to make. The weather is turbulent. People are depending on you. The question is, how are you going to deal when you've been given some bad information? Well, I'm glad I came to church today because the Bible lets us know that a miracle happened in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Pastor's still in the book.
Yes, sir.
King Jehoshaphat and the people of Judah had to keep their eyes on God. They had to focus on God, not the noise in the market like my grandmama said. My grandma used to say, boy, don't worry about the noise in the market. Just focus on the price of the fish. Sorry, I'm old school. Five nations, y'all. Five nations, five kings had come together to attack the kingdom of Judah. Take note of this. They did not like each other.
Yes.
But that doesn't matter. Because when people hate you, they will all get together because they hate you. It's really not about you.
Yes,
but it's about who you've been called to be.
Yes. Amen.
Have you ever had folk who dislike you each other? But they hated you so much, they came together to come to you, to come and do something to you. Yes, a coalition of haters came together. Sounds like that old McDonald's song, don't it, Sister Mumford? You got a hater here, you got a hater there. Here's a hater, there's a hater, everywhere there's a hater. The Bible says when Jehoshaphat got the word via intelligence, the Bible says King Jehoshaphat had to decide. I like Jehoshaphat because he was one of those few good kings of Judah, and yet bad things happened to a good king.
Yeah.
Hello, did I just say something?
That's right.
You can be doing God's will and God's work, and hell will break out in your life. Whenever you decide to keep your eyes on God and focus on God and do His will, that's when life will go all wrong. Bad things will happen to good people. Get off of your pity party and don't stop whining and moaning. Bad things happen to good people. In chapter 18, if you back that thing up, in your own private time, Jehoshaphat was not a perfect king, but he was a good king. He messed up in chapter 18, don't you remember? The prophet told him, you better not hang out with King Ahab. Are y'all with me?
Yes, amen.
He said, you better not hang out with King Ahab. Jehoshaphat could have been killed, but God's grace spared him. Let me hang out right here. There's something about God's grace, y'all.
It is.
Even when I mess up, God's grace makes up for my mess up.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
wow.
Yes, sir.
Some people don't understand that. Some people can't understand why you dead wrong, but God seems to still you.
Uh-huh.
It's because of his grace and his mercy.
Yes, Lord.
I'm so glad
uh-huh.
that I serve a God that I serve. Because it's not about what I do, but it's about his grace and his mercy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
High five person that you say, God got it like that.
God got it like that.
Yes, sir.
Is there anybody here that knows that you are still here not because you've always been holy and righteous? God bless you and how and kept you when he could not, when you could not keep yourself.
Thank you, Lord.
Are y'all hear me?
Yeah.
I sit down all the time and say, boy, did you do that back then? But God got you right here.
Yes.
Why God kept you from what you did back there and brought you to right here? And people think it's because you so special. No, it ain't because you so special. It's because God's grace and his unmerited favor. He imputed it to you for righteousness.
Hallelujah.
But you keep doing good over. You keep achieving. You can perceive it, and God said, you can achieve it. The enemy, the Bible says, listen now, the enemy came to get Ahab and almost mistook Jehoshaphat for Ahab. Jehoshaphat could have been killed, but God is in his grace spared Jehoshaphat.
Uh-huh.
Yes. God like the God just blesses you like that.
Yeah.
I like what Jehoshaphat did. When he got the word that five nations were coming, watch the actions of a good king.
All right.
Of a good child of God. Five nations were coming to do battle with them. He did not stress. He did not sweat. He did not trip out. King Jehoshaphat kept his focus on God, not his problem.
Amen.
Y'all got a shout? I'm going to finish this today.
Yes, sir. All right.
So King Jehoshaphat called a nationwide prayer meeting.
Come on now.
Why? Because there is power in prayer. There's something about talking to God that will cause God to move in your situation and in your spirit. I really can care less, LaTanya, if God changed my situation. The long Brother Huston, if Pastor Claude can feel God moving on the spirit of my soul. I can even care less if he changes it. Because if he's moving in my spirit, he's working on my circumstance and situation. Now the calls the nation together for prayer. Then he leads them in prayer.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible reveals to me that it was a hot prayer, a holy, sanctified prayer.
Yes.
The text lets me know that he begins the prayer by acknowledging the attributes of the Almighty God.
Yes.
God is sovereign and supreme.
Yes.
What he is doing is what Jehoshaphat is doing. He is gazing. Watch this now. Looking at God and glancing at his problem.
Right.
Are y'all hearing me?
Yeah.
I know this ain't something y'all jump on the bench for, but this is what I'm saying to y'all.
Yeah.
I'm trying to teach y'all how to talk to your Lord.
Yeah.
When you're in a bad situation, if you talk to God right, he will work this. Matter of fact, one or two things are going to happen. He will make you overcome it, or he'll make that what you're going through tired of bothering with you.
Yeah.
Because if you get in the spirit, the devil will get mad because you ain't tired yet.
All right,
no, I'm not
baptize yet.
What he is doing is gazing, looking at God, and glancing at his problem. If you're not careful, you will gaze, look at your problem, and glance at God. When you gaze, watch God, you will discover that God is bigger than your haters. Then he begins to praise God, this Jehoshaphat, for what he has already done. The way I see, he was having a flashback party. Remembering the awesome things God has already done. God has already done some stuff for Israel now. So what, you got five nations coming to take them out? If I can I have a flashback party, act like I'm Jehoshaphat? He said, well, God, when Moses was alive, he told Pharaoh, let my people go. And Pharaoh did. But Pharaoh got stuck on stupid and tried to make us go back to Egypt. So God made a highway through the Red Sea. Pharaoh said, no, y'all coming back to be my slave. God said, speak to the spiritual hand, because I don't understand. And they followed us through the Red Sea. We got on the banks of the Red Sea on the other side. And guess what? Moses stands up and said, turn around. Look at your captives. Can I keep it real? Moses said, turn around. Look at your circumstance and your situation, because today you will see it no more. I'm loving this thing. Then Jehoshaphat begins to praise God for what he has already done. The way I see it, he was having a flashback party. I know what God can do because I see what God has done. Let me pour this into your spirit. Jehoshaphat is rehearsing what God has already done. When he fell on his face with Judah, he said, you haven't taken out the five nations yet, but we're going to thank you for what you have done already.
Amen.
Because you told us through Jehaziel that the battle is not ours, but it's God.
That's right.
He said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Y'all ain't hearing me. There are times, I know, pastor look all good right now. I know y'all think y'all pastor handsome and you got it going on. I know y'all do. If you think you don't think it, don't tell me you don't think it. Just act like you think it. And you think everything I say, I got it all together with God. But there are times as I make it through this long week, to make it to Sunday to deliver the package to you.
All right, man.
And I got to go through some stuff. Don't you think I always think that God is standing there right next to me? I'm in the midst of the battle, the heat of the battle, but I've learned a little secret I'm trying to share to you right now. Don't glaze at God. Focus on God. And while I'm running the race, watching that, brother husband, now I'm running the race, I remember a little something that my elder brother, the apostle Paul said. Paul said, the race is not to he who runs the swiftest, but he who continues. Paul says, climb, press. Press toward the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. When you get down, See, when you come to church on Sunday morning and you enter into the sanctuary, and the choir and the deacons and that bald head James Jackson back there are engaged in a praise that takes your breath away. No, it ain't a fancy new song, but yet it's a praise. Because the Bible says, don't say, let a new song go up and a blessing will come down. The Bible says, let the praises go up and the blessings will come down. Now, the reason why your breath gets taken away and they're singing like they ain't till tomorrow is what happened is you have just literally walked into the presence of God inhabiting the praises of his people. Y'all ain't feeling me. But I'm loving this thing because it says here. The choir has rehearsed.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
In rehearsal, they do it over and over and over again,
yes,
until they get it right.
They do, yes,
they do. They do, don't they?
They do.
Right, and they think it's amounting to nothing.
Praise the Lord.
They gotta rehearse it. This is the reason why they rehearse it. Because in chapter 17, it says, Sister Bailey, set yourself.
All right.
Come on now. Yeah.
It means position yourself.
Yes.
Rehearse yourself.
All right.
Get your mind right. Because after Tuesday night, the devil gonna come on Wednesday morning.
Thank you.
I remember the day that I did it better. He gonna come on Wednesday. He'll come if he bad and he really mad, he'll come Tuesday night and try to make you forget how you felt in the midst of choir rehearsal before Sunday. To make you think that you got nothing to be thankful for. The phone will ring, and that rascal, no, it's not a rascal, that computer that got that automated phone call, gonna call you up and say, this is an attempt to collect a bill. Your bill collector is a bill collector. And that's what we're trying to do. The information that we receive from you if you answer the phone is an attempt to collect a bill. And why are they telling you that? Now your spirit begin to get sour. And you ain't trying to think about, I got to make it a son and keep the same like glory coming. But if you learn a little trick like Pastor learned, forget about the bill. Because yeah, we owe the bill. We bought the stuffers.
Well.
We spunked it. We shouldn't have dunked it. But that ain't gonna stop us from praising God. God's good and true.
Amen.
You know why he's still in control? Because he said that I got grace.
Yes.
Because you got stuck on stupid highway. And I told you, focus on me, not on that Gucci that you just bought.
way of pouring it back into your spirit. But see, God knows that your spirit is willing, but your flesh is weak. God knows that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But God knows that if he makes a way of escape for you, that you'll remember just how awesome he really is.
When situations come past the way, they're insufferable, and predicaments are puzzling and problematic. When things get like that, we begin to doubt ourselves. Somebody in church today, you have a major decision to make. Jehoshaphat says to God, I don't know what to do, but my eyes are focused on you.
Yes.
You do know God will move miraculously, don't you?
Yes,
sir.
You do know he will move on your behalf, don't you?
Yes, sir.
You know that, right?
Yes.
You do know God will make a way out of no way, right?
Yes,
you do know God will use your haters as your elevator.
Yes.
God will raise you up, and I'm not going to cry, when everybody else is tearing you down. Teaching and preaching, and I'll be all so I can be all that in Christ Jesus. I did an
theological study. I ain't coming in there just playing.
All right,
excavating the root meaning of the Hebrew word fear, afraid and dismayed. That's the word fear. Afraid and dismayed. Not only the devil got you scared, he got you dismayed. He got you thinking that everything you know about God, he done proved to you. He got you thinking right now that he just can't. Devil got you thinking he can't do it. Based on what you physically going through now. But this house of this earthly tabernacle, if this house is dissolved, we got a building of God, not made by hand. So therefore, I can care less, whatever, take this body, but I got another house. What that means, Pastor, you need to get a nevertheless attitude. When you're going through stuff, if God did that, he can do this. And if he don't, he can be. God is a creative God. He's speak something and it comes into existence. So if it is not possible, once he speaks it, it begins to create itself. The meaning of the word fear is a picture of being internally controlled. Where would you be if you had not been scared? He also says, don't be discouraged. In the original Hebrew, it's a picture of being internally broken. That's the picture in the Hebrew dictionary. When you dismay, it shows something being internally broken.
All right.
If the airplane had a broken engine, it would never even take off.
Yes. What you say?
Yes.
This spiritual warfare is in the mind.
Yes, it is.
Devil wants to break your mind.
That's it.
I'm tired of having to preach this same message. Let me go on. Get this today.
Yeah.
Right.
God, you got me going back to the same thing for y'all. Because y'all hearing me, y'all getting happy, but y'all going on and ain't believing it.
Amen.
Pastor need to go to bigger heights and bigger. Let me preach something else.
Amen.
Cause I got the class. I asked God, you keep giving me the same thing over and over again because I didn't get it. He said, no, you get it, they ain't getting it. So Jehaziel says to the people, I have to get you together internally, because how can you be victorious if you're internally afraid of all control? How you going to make the right decision if you shattered and broken on the inside? No, you make a decision based on what you feel on the inside, based on what someone dumping into your spirit, or based on something you read that's bad information.
Yeah.
Bad.
Get the word of God in your spirit yourself.
Glory.
Read the Bible. I give
Glory.
You, every time I say something, I give you the text. I don't say, well, Pastor, think.
No.
I back it up with some word.
That's it.
And if I tell a story to get you enthused and get you into it. Oh, Lord, I've been preaching too long. Let me go. The Bible says that Jehoshaphat, they praise God, they fall on their face, they give it to God, they focus on God. And here we go. This is the end of the story. Let me show you know how God gonna do it. I know some of us back in the day, maybe they still got it in some places. Remember when the ice cream truck picked up?
Right.
The ice cream truck coming. You hear the music from the ice cream truck.
Yes, sir.
You get excited.
Well,
before you even see the ice cream truck.
Well,
you don't even know what street the ice cream truck on. Maybe some of the elder folk know what I'm talking about. But I know you hear it? You still got some young kid. My grandson know what the ice cream truck.
That's right.
When you hear the music, guess what? Your spirit changes.
That's right.
And you begin to expect
all right now
something from granddaddy or mama or whoever. That they got to give you something so you can get what you need from the ice cream truck.
Yeah, yeah.
The music is in the air.
Yeah.
Your spirit begin to get excited. That's right. So when you ask mama for the money, she ain't going to say, no, that costs too much. Because guess what? She know that darn ice cream truck coming down the street, and she just got to give you. God said, get in your spirit. Read what I said. I said I never leave you nor forsake you. I said I supply all you need. Get the music in your spirit. Focus on me.
Yeah.
And when you focus on me, that's right. I don't know. You don't know how they're going to play the bill if you're going to pay the bill. But guess what? I didn't say I got to give you money, but I'll work it out so you can stay just where you're at.
Thank you, Lord.
Are y'all hearing me?
Yes, sir.
No weapon formed against you shall out of nowhere.
Yes, he will.
He's the lily of the valley.
Yes.
The bright and morning star.
Yes.
Can I get a witness in here?
Yes.
He's a way maker. He's honey in the rock, bread in the starving land. He's water in dry places. He's a friend that's sticking closer than a brother. Can I make this thing personal if I go to my seat? He's my Lord, liberator, and savior. He's my emancipator. He's my good. He's my sugar daddy, y'all. He got it. He got it. Focus on God.
Yeah.
Stand to your feet, put your hands together, give God a hand.